This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Thursday became the first top American diplomat to visit a West Bank Jewish settlement and the disputed Golan Heights, cementing President Donald Trump's strongly pro-Israel legacy. On a farewell tour of the Middle East, Pompeo also said exports from these settlements could now be labeled as made in Israel, and called a boycott movement against the Jewish state a cancer. Pompeo held no meetings with Palestinians who protested his actions and dismissed them as the latest sign of the outgoing Trump administration's strong bias against them. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu thanked Pompeo for his unwavering support of Israel, first as CIA director and later as Secretary of State. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention cautioned Americans Thursday against traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday next week as the coronavirus spreads out of control. CDC staff are alarmed by the recent surge in new daily cases, up more than 75% in 14 days, and in hospitalizations and deaths, which are both up. Thanksgiving is the big U.S. holiday in terms of travel. As it falls on a Thursday, many Americans take the Friday off work and long weekend of it go see family in other states. Officials in India's capital on Thursday quadrupled the fine for people and families overwhelming hospitals and graveyards, even as the government resists calls for another. The 27 chief minister came as India's total coronavirus caseload neared 9 million in the world. For international news stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is security agencies Thursday to crack down on pro-democracy protesters as rights groups and police are using tear gas and water cannon at a rally. The country has been rocked since July by youth-led protests demanding a new constitution by unprecedented calls to reform the monarchy and for youth to clashes out Tuesday between pro-democracy protesters and hardline royalists marked a steep rise in violence with six people shot. Some 20,000 Bangkok's main shopping district painted anti-royal graffiti outside the Thai National Police headquarters. Prayuth, who seized power in a 2014 coup, issued a statement warning that protesters will be hit with the full force of the law. Meanwhile, the UN called on authorities to show restraint, as did other human rights groups. Ministers meet a video conference agreed to push ahead on Thursday with a new round of sanctions on Belarus that could be ready in a few weeks. This is according to two EU diplomats who spoke to Reuters agency. As well as targeting more senior officials, the diplomats said the fresh sanctions will hit entities opposition and the West accused of rigging an election on August 9th. The EU first hit 40 Belarus officials with sanctions up to and has since followed up with more individuals with travel bans and asset freezes. 16 people have been killed in Uganda over two security protests triggered by the arrest of presidential candidate Bobby Wine. Police said this in a statement on Thursday. They added that 65 people have and released Australian military report into war crimes has found evidence that elite Australian troops unlawfully acting prisoners civilians. Australian Defence Force Chief General Angus Campbell said Thursday the shameful record included 11 instances of patrol members which shoot a prisoner in order to achieve their first kill in a practice known as blooding. He said the soldiers would then plant weapons and radios to support also, illegal killings began in 2009, with the majority occurring in 2012 and 2013. Some a self-centered, warlike culture. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.